You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, in just about 30 minutes, I'll whip out a new mind bender for you today. We'll do that at around 7:30, and then 1 hour from now, boys against the girls. Look at this. The boys have a slight lead.
Gentlemen, what is happening?
For September. Girls won the month of August. The guys are just trying to tie things up again.
Hey,
we'll have that all coming up here in just a little bit.
Real quick, speaking of guy stuff, girly stuff, I'm going to totally lose my man card because I went to Hobby Lobby yesterday.
Where were you getting?
So I like to go every fall and just kind of wander through and look at all their fall stuff because it's the greatest time of the year and I like fall decorations and all that. But I'm a little disappointed because I went in and they had two little rows of fall stuff. And guess what else had already vomited all over the store?
Had to be Christmas.
Christmas.
Had to
everywhere
be.
Already. I'm like, it's September 17th. I mean, do we need... I mean, they had all the trees out, the lights, the little Santa figures. It was easily... I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 8 to 9 full aisles of Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
And the poor little pumpkins had one little shelf.
You know, here's the thing about that, is that, you know, there are people and industries that want it to be year-round.
Yeah.
And so each year they expand it by about a week and then another week. So after 10 years, we're almost 10 weeks earlier than we used to be when we would start something.
Right.
But this year, they're able to use the pandemic as an excuse.
That's exactly what I thought.
Right now, it's like, oh, the America needs this right now.
We need the happy feelings. And you know, like Halloween and Thanksgiving is just going to kind of be glossed over this year because nobody wants to get together and be around people and take candy from strangers. So, yeah, they're going to go full on into Christmas. And it happened. I was a little disappointed. I know I just kind of veered from what we were going to talk about, but I just
thought... No, but that's fine because, you know, a couple of days ago, we had about a 15-minute conversation about how we intend to handle Halloween this year. Because Gretchen said, do you think we're going to get trick-or-treaters? And I said, well, I'm in the neighborhood that we've moved to, the area we've moved to, it's... I think it's going to happen this year. So we were going through our, I don't know, process of what we would do. And what Gretchen came up with was to put individual little treats, like trick-or-treat treats, little candy bars and stuff like that, in little bags, okay, and set them out spaced apart on the driveway so that as the kids come up, they don't have to come to the door. There's no interaction. They can just pick up a little bag of treats. And I said, what's to keep, you know, that one kid from coming and taking all of them?
You got to be out there monitoring.
She said, well, just because the weather will be nice, probably, we'll just sit out in lawn chairs and, you know.
Sit like halfway up the driveway or whatever and just keep an eye on things.
So we're not right up next to them, but we can see them. And the kids can see that we see them. And we'll be there with a cocktail, waving, saying,
hey, trick or treat.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Now, is the little baggie full of treats necessary when the, like, the Twix bars and everything are already individually wrapped? So you're going to, like, double bag it?
No, because otherwise, how would you hand it out? You don't want to put a bowl where everyone's hands are going in.
Well, see, what I was envisioning is, like, 50 little Ziploc bags lining your driveway, each Ziploc bag filled with treats. That's kind of what I thought you were maybe describing.
Yeah, pretty much. That or a little...
But you're double bagging the treats.
Or one of those little brown paper... Well, I don't want to just set a candy bar on the driveway. I want it in something. You know, you don't set the candy bar.
You could slice open a bag of Twix and just dump them out in a row. So really, that is contactless. Then you're not even touching the little Twix to put them in the Ziploc.
Did you say touching the little Twix?
Touch your little Twix. That's ridiculous. It's stupid. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Let's worry about that in October.
Yeah, who cares?
Yesterday, online, I actually pulled the trigger, and I bought a new laptop computer.
Hey, right on.
I need it for my business, and the one I have, I've had now for a little over 5 years, and that's pretty good run for technology like that.
Very good.
And I could update it, but it's a long story. It's a domino effect that there are certain programs that are now updated and they won't run on my, the iOS I have on this thing. But I can't update that because then the programs that I've got on there with certain, you know, scripts and things like that won't be able to be read. Anyway, it's a long, complicated thing. Ultimately, what's going to happen is I have to keep this old one to keep the stuff I've got, and then I get a need to get a new one to use the updated programs, all right?
Okay.
So anyway, enough of that.
Nerd.
The thing is, it took almost 2 months for me to make this purchase. And then I come in and I see this story this week, and the headline says, a major online purchase takes us 3 hours and 5 minutes from start to finish. And that doesn't mean in one sitting. It's just spread out over any length of time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to buy something on Amazon that's $6, it's like, oh, we need some new, you know, ballpoint pens. You'll do that and boom, nothing. But as you start getting into these big ticket things, it takes longer and longer. And they broke it down, Jeremy, into 7 stages of online shopping.
I love these.
All right.
Because I'm looking at them like, I think I do every one of them.
Yeah. So read number one.
Okay. It's the biggie. This is the one you spend the most time on, deciding whether or not you actually need something. And they say
exactly.
That's going to take you about 35 minutes.
And I think it was longer for me with the laptop.
Well, that's a big purchase. That's a lot of research.
But you know, do I need it, or can I do a workaround with my old one?
Right. I feel like that one involves a lot of pacing, hands behind the back, kind of looking out the window. Do I need this?
Right.
Number two is searching different sites for the product you want. That's 33 minutes. So
that
you're,
one was
you're,
nothing for
you're
me.
Site hopping. You're kind of looking around at different sites.
Yeah, and, for me it was the Apple.
But don't we
site
just anymore. Go to one anymore? Well, I guess you went to Apple, but like
I went to the Apple
Amazon,
site.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that, I guess. Yeah, you probably want to go right to the source.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the one that Dom and I get hung up on because we are big-time readers of reviews and recommendations,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like this was low. They say you're going to spend about 29 minutes on this. I would say that's probably my biggest one, is reading the reviews.
I agree, but I'm really careful with reviews, especially for technology.
You got to sift. That's the thing.
I try to stay away from the average Joe and Joanne's view on something, and I try to
right.
find the tech magazine reviews of it.
Yes. Go on to YouTube. I watch a lot of reviews on things. Versus
right.
reading them, too, when it comes to electronics.
And how many minutes do they say we do this?
29 minutes. I feel like that's more.
Well, that's 29 minutes a day,
How are you when it comes to the stars? Like, when you're rating things, when people rate things, like, is there mm-hmm. a star limit? Like, you won't drop down below, like, a 3.5 star?
Oh, I won't do anything under a 4.
I'm a 4.5. It's got to have a 4.5 for me to...
I allow because
it.
Now you're going back to just regular everyday users because, you know, the people at, you know, the tech magazines, they rarely do. I give it 4 stars. You know, they just tell you whether it's good or not.
Yeah.
And I always learned, and I think we talked about this once before on the show, to go read the 3-star reviews because those are going to be the most honest. You've got 5-star people who give everything in the world 5 stars, and you've got other people who are 1-star people.
Mm-hmm.
The 3-star people, I think, are more honest in their reviews. You won't do
probably
anything
right.
less than a 4.5?
I got to be a solid 4.5, man. I really do. Like, when you scroll through Amazon, you're going through the reviews down at the bottom. I mean, if you get 5 stars, 5 stars, 5 stars, 5 stars, 5 stars, I generally think it's pretty good. Like, those first 10 reviews, I'm like, all right, this is a solid product. I'm fine.
Haven't you seen the stories coming out about all of the...
the fake reviews and all that?
The reviews are
I
now
know.
Being... Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Fake reviews. It's like fake news or fake reviews.
Other things on here, comparing products, narrowing down brands, of course, sharing links and asking for advice from friends or family.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Not.
All day long.
No,
what are you talking
please.
About?
Oh, I do not want friends and family influencing well, a decision.
I just influenced your decision on buying that stupid workout equipment, right?
Now, that is true. I have
I
to admit,
raved
that's
about
true.
That. I was like, dude, you got to get this. And you did.
Yeah, and it still hasn't been delivered.
Where is that thing?
Somewhere like
it's on a boat in the middle of the Pacific somewhere.
I think you're right. Maybe the boat went down. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, what are the last 2 steps?
What do we got here? Finally deciding on something and putting it in the cart, which is 19 minutes. which I have done multiple times. You just put it in the cart and then you sit on it. Have you done that?
I did it last night.
It's like writing a really angry email to somebody and then sitting on it for 19 right. minutes, you know?
That's a good
you
analogy.
You do. You park it in the shopping cart for a while.
I put it in the Apple cart, and then I went and did a bunch of other things around it just to, like, I was making sure.
Yes.
Before I actually hit purchase.
Because I feel like you do number six, and then you automatically jump back up to number one. You put it in your cart, and then you automatically go, do I really need this?
Very good. Yeah. Have you? How many times have you put something in a cart and then later deleted it from the cart?
Yes.
And then went back later and put,
and
it,
put it back
in
the cart. Yeah, mm-hmm. So many times. Oh, we're so crazy. Then number seven is finally you pull the trigger and make the actual purchase. And it says that takes 24 minutes before you finally pull the trigger.
I'm going to say that's about where I was last night with the Were laptop. You? It was in the cart and it was probably close to a half hour before I finally was like, all right.
I got to do it. I'm going to treat myself.
Well, you know what? They don't have an eighth step. You know what the eighth step is?
What?
Regret.
Can you still cancel that order?
It's like regret. It's like, what have I done?
What did I do?